The Power of Henkel.
Today on The Power of Henkel, we are again leaning on the expertise of Rob Dunkel. Rob is part of Henkel's application engineering team. And the last time we spoke, he gave us some great insight about motor magnet bonding. Today, we want to get his perspective on retaining compounds. These are materials that have many applications, but they also offer some motor assembly advantages. So, Rob, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Of course, happy to be here again. And today we're going to talk about retaining compounds, which are well known in some machinery circles, but not so well known or could be in others.
Well, hopefully we can change a little of that today. So for our listeners who don't know what retaining compounds are, what they do, why they're used, can you give us a quick description?
Sure thing. Retaining compounds, by definition, are adhesives that enable assembly of press and slip fitted cylindrical parts. And they provide adhesion of metal to metal components. So you're putting a round part, two round parts together. In the industrial sector, they are often used for machine repair and maintenance. But what many of us don't know is that they can aid in manufacture as well. I'll get to that and how to do it in a second. But just to back up and talk about general motor design and assembly, think about a motor, for example. You have a shaft that fits into a rotor. The manufacturer of all the parts, the shaft, the bearing, the rotor, everything has to be machined to very, very exact tolerances. They must fit together perfectly or there will be issues.
Okay, thanks for that explanation. But can you maybe explain the process a little bit? Let's say one of those parts is not manufactured precisely to spec. Maybe it's a little bit too big or it's a little bit too small. What happens?
Well, manufacturers typically use a press fit process, and that's the most common thing you'll see in industry. You're aiming for consistent clearance on the parts. But what can happen is, for example, the motor shaft ends up being a bit too small. It will not have enough strength, so when the part's assembled, the two parts will spin. But conversely, if you go the other way and you make the part a little bit too big or potentially too tight, the part being pushed in is going to snap because it can't take the extreme assembly pressure to put things together. The machining and assembly require remarkable precision, and the environment is actually critical too. Parts must be machined in a temperature-controlled environment because the temperature will change the tolerance of the part. If a metal heats up, it expands. So, for example, if you actually do something where the shop ends up being hot, it ends up the tolerance is not correct when you put it together.
Huh. So then if the machining isn't spot on or the environment's not just right, will you have to scrap that part and start over? Or what's the solution then?
Yeah, typically you remake the part, the shaft, put a new bearing, whatever. Or the other option is you can use a retaining compound. In a nutshell, Henkel retaining compounds enable the assembly work to a more economical and repeatable machining tolerance. And you still get excellent long-term reliability. The scrap issue is solved, or at least dramatically reduced, and there are other benefits too.
That seems pretty reasonable to me. Why aren't they used more often in manufacturing then?
It's a great question. I typically refer to it as a chicken and egg scenario. A design engineer says, I need parts that are this. And if the manufacturer doesn't produce the part to that spec, they're responsible. So then the manufacturing ends up absorbing the cost of the warranty or whatever. So you have a bit of a debate. Each side gets mad at the other. The design engineering is saying, well, manufacturing, I gave you a tolerance. All you have to do is achieve it. And manufacturing is looking at it saying, you put a tolerance that's so tight that even if the temperature of the plant changes, it's out of tolerance when it actually goes together. So what I always say is it's making everybody in the value chain understand the benefits of these materials because they work. They work very, very well and have for decades. as I have said earlier, they are used for repair and maintenance all the time, but they have tremendous value in the manufacturing. It's all about how much scrap you get in the process. Press fit does work as long as the parts are perfect. But if they aren't, it's a problem. And then you get to that finger pointing. Was it a design or was it a manufacturing? Our products, the retaining products, let you use a very light press fit and ultimately make a more robust process with much less scrap. In other situations, retaining cones can add a sustainable element to manufacturing.
Well, I mean, I would suspect that the elimination of scrap and waste, I mean, that certainly adds a sustainability element to the manufacturing process. I mean, how else are these materials sustainable?
Well, with a press fit, I always think about using quite a bit of force to put two parts together. With an interference fit, you use heat to expand the metal of one part, then you drop the other part you're fitting into it. When the part cools and contracts, it holds the two together. It's a great mechanical process, but you require a lot of energy for the ovens. So conceivably, with retaining compounds, you could eliminate the heating process and conserve that energy.
I mean, I would think that would certainly be one incentive. And you mentioned earlier about manufacturers having to absorb those warranty claims. I think eliminating those or at least dramatically reducing them would be another motivating factor.
For sure. We actually helped a customer with this very situation. In this case, the customer was processing a lot of warranty complaints for their electric motors due to premature failure. I mean, motors are expected to last a long time, 25 years or more. Anyway, this motor had a neural shaft that was pressed fit onto the rotor, and ultimately it was determined that the failures were caused by micro movements that led to corrosion. This is commonly called fretting. The customer used one of our retaining compounds, which solved the problem and pretty much eliminated warranty claims for the fretting corrosion.
Really? That's super impressive. Is that a common problem that you see in motors, is fretting a problem?
Well, it can for designs in certain applications. When you have parts under very high loads and subject to constant vibration, it can happen, and it does more often than you think. Using retaining compounds is a great way to reduce or prevent this.
I mean, that seems like a no-brainer to me, and maybe this discussion will change some minds in the future, or at least give manufacturers some food for thought the next time they think about scrapping a part and going back to the drawing board.
Perhaps. These materials are really a cost-effective way to hedge against tolerance issues and deliver high reliability, which is critical for so many applications. What they do is they fill all the space between the two parts and unitize it, which is the same thing you're trying to do when you shrink parts together or you press parts together, but there's always a little bit of space left over. The Loctite retaining compounds fill that space and pull it together so you can't get those issues.
Well, they certainly sound like the logical, practical, and cost-effective solution. I mean, obviously, there's many other details about retaining compounds. There's different formulations, obviously many, many applications and different kinds of materials that are being joined. But hopefully this discussion gives our listeners a brief intro to retaining compounds and makes them a little bit more curious about using them in the manufacturing space. So thanks again, Rob, for joining us. You are an absolute wealth of information.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
And thanks also to our listeners for tuning in to The Power of Henkel. Check out the latest information about retaining compounds by going to henkel-adhesives.com. And we'll meet back here soon for the next episode of The Power of Henkel.
The Power of Henkel.